Erica Kirk's financial links to Jeffrey Epstein have finally been exposed. Yet the mainstream media are already circling the wagons, demanding that we stop asking questions. They want this buried fast. But the harder they push us to look away, the clearer it becomes that Erica's past isn't just murky or misunderstood. It's been meticulously scrubbed, rewritten, and sealed off from public view. But the documents leaked this week change everything. Because her strange relocations, Romania, China, and the US, were never random. Her parents' defense contracts with Israel and foreign affairs departments weren't coincidental. And the global contact network she inherited wasn't luck. The dots line up. The pattern is unmistakable. And the picture they form is terrifying. But here's the real shocker. This leak isn't just about Erica. It's about who trained her, who placed her, and what she's being prepared to do next. Before we go, Max, did you know that the Mossad secretly controls most of the world's most popular VPNs? If you're a customer, you need to cancel your subscription right now. The only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state is VP.net. They're built to block the deep state from spying on you. Visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. Whenever you're staring at a false flag that just doesn't add up, stop and ask yourself, qui bono, who benefits? Because when something smells off, it usually is. It's called Occam's razor. And the fastest way to get to the truth isn't press releases or the official statements. It's to follow the money, track the contracts, look at who ends up richer, more powerful, or more protected after the dust settles. That's where the real story always lives.
And Tyler Boyer isn't the only one that's close to orphanages in Eastern Europe around TPUSA. Erica Kirk herself is another one. She's been tied to orphanages in Eastern Europe, specifically in Romania, through a program called Romanian Angels, since she was a teenager. When she was 17 years old, she founded Romanian Angels as a nonprofit. So in effect, since Erica's childhood, she's been running orphanages in Eastern Europe, a child trafficking hotbed. Is that normal activity for a 17-year-old girl to be involved with? Of course it's not. But when your father is a high-ranking member of the military-industrial complex linked to Israel's Iron Dome and American arms sales to the pariah state, and when your mother is geofencing and data mining, and she's a propagandist who's tied directly to the Israeli Foreign Affairs Ministry, maybe hanging around orphanages really isn't all that unusual.
And there's more. Another coincidence to add to this growing list. Erica Kirk's lengthy resume includes references to a part-time career as a realtor. In fact, she's active right now, working part-time for Elite's Corcoran Group. And guess who the Corcoran Group was entrusted to sell? Jeffrey Epstein's multi-million dollar properties in New York, in Florida, and in New Mexico. Yeah, wow. But it gets even worse. New evidence is surfacing that Israel had been spying on Charlie Kirk's daily operations, and through him, on the rest of conservative America. Sources familiar with the investigation reveal that Israeli intelligence gained access to Kirk's communications via Mossad backdoors, allowing them to see everything he was working on, every email, every message sent and received, and to scoop up the personal data of everybody who had any contact with Turning Point USA and its network of apps and online portals. And it gets even darker. According to multiple researchers, all signs now point to a larger operation. Israel and the global elite using Turning Point USA as a Trojan horse to spy on tens of millions of Americans. At the center of this digital web is a network of apps tied to Turning Point USA. Evidence shows these were developed by Superfeed Technologies Incorporated, a foreign for-profit company with extremely murky global ties. The fine print reveals these apps are sharing your personal information, including user IDs, device and other IDs, your location, including your precise location at any given time, and all app interactions, all comments, all opinions, all behavior online. Every click monitored, logged, and used to build a profile on you. If you've had any contact with these apps, I hope that your personal details were protected. I hope you were anonymized. Head to vp.net/TPV to see how you can disappear from their systems before they decide you're a problem. Because when you understand the nature of the people we're dealing with, when you understand they've declared the internet the new battleground, when you understand that you're in their crosshairs, the picture gets much darker.
But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media.
Ready to go down the rabbit hole? Here's the shocker. The chairman of the board and CEO of Superfeed is none other than TPUSA's Tyler Bauer. For a company handling the private data of American citizens to be run by a Turning Point USA insider under a foreign registration raises unprecedented questions about who is really in control of the movement. But the revelations don't stop there. In an even bigger shock, Erica Kirk's own mother, Lori Fransvi, who has close professional ties to Israel, also sits on Superfeed's board. That's right. The mother of Charlie Kirk's wife, who herself has suspicious ties to federal agencies, is on the board of a foreign registered company reportedly monitoring and logging the data of American conservatives. But should anybody really be surprised? Nothing about the Kirk-Fransvi family story quite adds up. And every day, more cracks appear in the carefully crafted public image. Here's a 2012 interview that most people missed, in which she accidentally let the truth slip about her high-level connections that an ordinary pageant winner would not have.
I've been able to travel to the Pentagon. I've been able to meet General Salazar, who's actually out here in Arizona. And So there's been a lot of things that have been going on from working in the military to traveling to just being able to get out there. And a lot of work.
So it's no surprise Erica has gone on the offensive against independent media, branding alternative news outlets as conspiracy mongers that must be shut down so the mainstream can reclaim its place at the top of the information hierarchy. On her podcast, Midweek Rise Up, she takes it even further. Erica tells her audience that so-called conspiracy theories are like the forbidden apple in the Garden of Eden, the seductive temptation that led Eve astray. According to her, the only safe path is total obedience to legacy media. She urges her followers to consume mainstream news exclusively, insisting that anything outside that bubble is dangerous, even evil. Something that must never be allowed into your mind.
There is a total temptation to want to go down the dark web and conspiracy theory message boards. If you don't and choose to get your news and current event information from a different news and alternative source, that doesn't make you unenlightened. We only have 24 hours in every day. That's it. There's no rollover minutes when it comes to life. And that time is so precious. So is what you're watching, what you're reading, filling your free time with, is it bringing you closer to Christ? Or is it pulling you further away from him? Is it molding you into becoming more Christ-like or not? And are you allowing someone else to interpret your world for you? And you might say, yeah, but knowledge is power, isn't it? Or is doing what God commands from us the actual power?
Then Erica gets a chance to twist scripture again, insisting that conspiracies simply don't exist, and her followers should always accept the official narrative and never question anything they are told.
The devil's favorite weapon is confusion. So when you notice that the fear is rising up within you, put it on pause and just unpack this with me and carry this with you. Does Jesus tell us in scripture to be concerned with hidden agendas? No. Okay, so then what does Jesus say? Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 25 and 26, he says, watch. Everything that Jesus did, whether that was events or signs, they were visible. There were no conjectures. So don't fall prey to rumors.
It's almost like she's part of a global conspiracy herself, and is just warming up to raise the stakes even higher. According to a Turning Point USA insider, Erica Kirk is a close associate of Jeffrey Epstein's sprawling business and espionage empire. And she'll burn the world down before she lets that truth out. We have the proof. Cold, hard, time-stamped, right after this important word from our sponsor. Think the healthiest thing in your pantry right now is some overpriced superfood? Wrong. It's actually olive oil. Yeah. That bottle you've got sitting in your cupboard isn't just for cooking, it's a weapon to help you look and feel younger inside and out. No big pharma potions, just nature's real deal. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue surgeon who's done with the system, says high-quality olive oil is a game-changer. The problem is the industry is a cesspool. Nearly all brands in stores are watered-down junk, pushed for profit, not your health. Dr. Gundry has had enough. He's exposing the real truth about olive oil with a free video for viewers of this channel. he'll show you how to spot the real stuff that works wonders for your body with just a few tablespoons. This isn't hype. It's the truth they don't want you to know about. Visit getoliveone.com/TPV. The link's below. I've watched his free video and the information blew me away. If you're genuinely interested in changing your life with olive oil, go to getoliveone.com/TPV now. You won't regret it. Here is where it gets real. Epstein isn't dead. His offshore accounts are still moving millions like nothing ever happened. His private email, the only one he's ever had access to, has been active within the last few months. Meanwhile, Ghislaine Maxwell is supposedly serving time, yet somehow doing it in a luxury club-fed setup, complete with an emotional support puppy and personalised yoga sessions. How many more hints do people need before we admit something is very, very wrong with this picture?
She'd spent years cultivating her image as a Christian philanthropist. But according to Reddit threads and old Romanian forum archives, Romanian angels had ties to a base where minors were allegedly brought in for entertainment.
Around the time that she was claiming to be a casting director, she also owned a ministry that was working with the U.S. military in Romania. The area in Romania where she was operating this ministry had a bunch of locals accusing these evangelical ministries of kidnapping children and trafficking them out of the country. These children were being found in the UK, in Israel, and were also being sent to undisclosed private islands.
According to a high-level Turning Point USA insider, Erica Kirk wasn't just another name in the conservative influencer orbit. She was an associate of Jeffrey Epstein in the years before his so-called death.
Okay, deep breath. I'm only doing this because I'm done pretending I didn't see what I saw. And no, don't ask how I got her Proton Mail master password. Just know what happened. Real talk. Every single person who's been at Turning Point USA longer than a semester knows the Erica origin story. It's not a rumor, it's just the quiet part. She was like 16, 17, running around Trump pageants and a sash and 6-inch heels. Epstein never missed a finals night. Never. He'd be in the VIP booth with the owner, handing out scholarship envelopes thick enough to choke on. Winners got a crown, a contract, and a plane ticket. Erica won Miss Arizona or whatever it was, then immediately started working the circuit as a recruiter. That's the word they used. Recruiter. By 18, she was already signing as consultant on Epstein's real estate flips. Palm Beach, Zorro Ranch, whatever. 8-figure deals. Cash pouring through Delaware LLCs that all trace back to the same orphan trust slush funds he used to rescue Eastern European girls. Same trusts, same routing numbers. I watched the PDFs myself. She was moving his houses while the massage schedule was still in his pocket. So, yeah, when Charlie died and she showed up at the memorial in perfect black Versace, promising the full Doge audit, every penny transparent, just like he wanted, we actually believed her for like 10 whole seconds. 3 weeks later, email from her personal account, audit, terminated indefinitely. Strategic pivot! The money she didn't want anyone to see? Wires labeled talent relocation, orphan visa assistance, private island logistics. Same codes, same banks, same signatures. Some of those transfers kept running months after he supposedly killed himself. Someone's still approving them. And look, I wasn't going to say this part, but the whole fifth floor Slack is on fire about it. Let's just say, if she's pregnant, the father is Jack Posobiec.
If you're digging into dangerous topics, doing real research, asking the questions they don't want asked, you need to protect yourself. You need to stay invisible. The threat is real. Your identity, your passwords, your fingerprints, your bank accounts, everything that defines you can be turned into a weapon.
With the click of a button, you can bring down nations to their knees very rapidly, if you so desire, and if you're willing to take the risks. Because every system can be hacked. Our airplanes, our hospitals, our cars, our banks. Actually, the most important word here is our data banks. They can be hacked.
They use data as leverage. They collect, profile, compromise, and destroy. That's their playbook. Control through exposure. But this time, the tables are turning. We know their methods. And we know how to fight back. Head to vp.net/TPV. real vanishing tools. No logs, no trace, no name. The same stack whistleblowers use when the knock comes at 3 a.m. If you're using a traditional VPN, cancel that subscription right now. Here's what they don't want you to know. The VPN industry has been infiltrated and compromised. Industry leader Proton is funded and controlled by the World Economic Forum in Davos. The same people writing the digital ID laws and building a digital prison for humanity. And many of the most popular VPNs in the world, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost and Private Internet Access, have been bought out by Cape Technologies, an Israeli company linked to Mossad, whose staff is packed with former cyber intelligence officials. These are the people you're paying to protect your privacy. It's not just a sick joke, it's a punchline. And they're laughing at you. But a breakthrough has arrived. One that changes everything. VP.net was created in 2025, built from the ground up to be verifiable, transparent, and unstoppable. Legacy VPNs say trust us not to log, trust us not to monitor you. VP.net says don't trust us, verify. Unlike legacy VPNs, every connection is protected by a mathematically verifiable cryptographic shield. So no third party, not even VP.net itself, can see or log your data. So if the government comes knocking, and trust me they do, VP.net has nothing to hand over. No logs, no user data, nothing. Even if somebody put a gun to their head, they'd walk away empty-handed. Head over to vp.net/TPV and see for yourself. It's fast, it's unhackable, and for our viewers, it costs as little as $5.55 a month. A small price to stay protected on the new digital battlefield. Protect yourself today. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV. And here's the best part. Your membership doesn't just protect you, it helps fund the world's first open source, independently audited privacy network, powered by the people, not corporations. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV. Don't trust, verify.